You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Welcome back to another episode. Episode number 175, all right? We're so excited. We're almost making it to 200 episodes, and we are entering our fifth year on the air here. So I'm so happy to be with you on this very chilly yet wonderful Sunday afternoon. So it's also Emmys night. So it's, you know, the actual official night. Now, I know it's creative artists, and it's the agency lead-up ceremonies all week. And maybe even the week before, we had our gifting suite on Friday. It was a hit. We loved it. Thank you so much to the Harris Brothers and everybody that put their time into that, all the sponsors and brands. And yeah, so there's been a lot of festivities going on, but congratulations to all the nominees and everybody that's going to be in attendance tonight for the main event. I'm really excited to see who brings home an Emmy. So it's the 75th. Emmy Awards, and it's the 175th episode of my show. I don't know. I'm feeling like getting a little energy today, and I actually discovered Rat Bastard during OC Fashion Week, and I'm going to take a little swig here, you guys. Zero calories, which I can't even believe how that happened, but yeah, it's got 200 milligrams of caffeine per can, which is just what I need today after a busy weekend. But, you know, it doesn't taste like it has, you know, you have that like NutraSweet kind of, shout out to NutraSweet, but that little aftertaste, I don't really care for that. And it doesn't have that. It's milder, right? And the more natural. But I actually met the maker of this, the founder and maker of Rat Bastard. And she is really lovely. Her and her husband do this together. And, yeah, it's really interesting. So you're going to be seeing them a little bit around town with me and as we go along here. And I like their logo. Look at that. Just kind of poking fun and having fun. So today we have a really great show full of entrepreneurs in many different areas. We're really looking to step up our game as far as being diverse with different startups, you know, different people who have gotten into their line of work, how they've done it, how they've leveled and, monetized and actually scaled their businesses and how they did it. So that's our focus this year. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied. I'm trying to get it together. But listen, I want to know more about what you guys are starting off in 2024. So I think I posed that question at the end of last year and, you know, in the beginning at the top of this year. But what are you guys excited to get into? Are you, any of you guys changing over genres? Are you staying in the same workspace? Like, what are you guys looking to get into in 2024? Who's doing something completely different that they've never done before? I really want to hear from you because I want to understand your thought process, right? I know a lot of people post-pandemic were changing over from things very extremely, you know, like say they were a teacher and then they just decided to start a shipping company, or maybe they were a stay-at-home mom and they went into skincare, or I'm always fascinated at how people get their momentum and how they see the vision of their company. So if you have, with all that being said, if you have a startup story and you want to be on the show, why don't you email us thestartup@moniquelaray@gmail.com. And you can just spell Monique Leray just like that. And so it's thestartupwithmoniquelaray@gmail.com. You can also go ahead and follow us on Instagram @thestartupwithmoniquelaray. Cap Aquarius Media is the media company that produces the show. So @CapAquariusMedia. If you follow us today, you'll see some cool Emmys event highlights. Also, if you want to follow me on my personal page on Instagram @MoniqueLarayStinson. And let's see, there were some other cool brands at the event. Oh yeah, let's show you. I want to show you guys this one right here, which I was actually surprised to get this. I'm grateful that I did. I just was surprised at not the quality of it, but like her presentation was so on point. I was surprised at all the little details, right? Surprised just this startup is a passion project for her. She'll be on our show. We're actually going to speak with her very soon. The name of the company is Iron Lace, and it's like is it suede? God, it reminds me of one of those, I don't know, is it the shoe? I don't know. It's like a shoe buffer. It's gorgeous. It's Iron Lace. I like her logo, and it's kind of shiny, right? It's Iron and Lacey. And I'll let her tell you the backstory of her startup story when she's on the show, but it's quite fascinating. I like pieces that stand out. She's really good at matching people's energy, aka what they're wearing, and getting them something to match that, or just from listening to them, she's really great at doing that. Anyway, I got this beautiful, because I do not care for gold, but I do love silver and platinum, of course. So she gave me this beautiful silver bracelet, but on the flip of it, intertwined, you're not going to be able to see the intricacy of it, but inside there's like these brown circular beads, but they're intertwined with these stone. I don't know. It's gorgeous. And the clasp, kind of like a horseshoe clasp. Oh man. It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Marina, for this gift. Iron Lace. The casing is beautiful. And I think that no two things are the same, right? They're very, very unique and very couture. I think you might get one or two that are similar, right? So I kind of like brands like that. All right, so we covered Rat Bastard energy drink with 0 calories, you guys. How do they do that? It's got vitamin C, too. It's got 110% vitamin C, 190% niacin, 20% B6, 41,670% vitamin B12. This is, wow. There's a couple other things in here, but they pulled this off. It's in recyclable tin can. They're crossing over to a new laser style logo. It'll be better on the environment because it won't be as much plastic on the front, and 0 calories. So the blood orange is really great. Cheers. Woo. All right. So we got Rat Bastard. Shout out to them. Iron Lace. Wow. Shout out to them. Then this is a brand that I actually didn't find. I didn't bring them in myself, but walking out, I met the lady. Her name is Brenda. Her nephew, I think, was working the table at the event. You can really tell, like, just with, like, Lena Lace, even though Lena Lace became a friend of mine, right? You can tell in her products, her skincare, she pours her heart and soul into it, and you really can feel the quality. Same here. It's a little different vibe, though. It's like, she's from New Mexico. Her name is Brenda. This one is the Rose Lip Balm, which, she's cool. Yeah, made in Taos, New Mexico. That's her logo. It's kind of unique, right? Her layout, her table was amazing. The nephew was passionate about the project. When the aunt went to, you know, work the room, you could tell that he was really invested in what she was doing. He knew. That's my dog. he knew what to say about the founding of the company and just the products themselves. I want you to see that logo. And the quality. So anyway, you could tell it was a family thing. And yeah, it was a good vibe. All right. Zoculaire made their debut in the swag bag for a couple people. They gave some of these orange bags, which we love. They're going to be doing the next event with us. And this is a really cool brand because it's made of, it's got okra in it, you guys. Now, I know that's controversial. I know a lot of people don't like okra. I know a lot of people do. Depends for me how it's cooked. I don't mind the slime. I actually enjoy it. And I was introduced to it through gumbo, right? I'm Creole, so we eat gumbo and it's in there. But this this ophthalmologist, his name is Peter. He created this ocular elixir. It fills in lines, and it comes from okra. He actually says if you put some of this on a wound somewhere, it will give you some healing, some relief, which I love the packaging on this. It's just like sleek, all right? Let's see. Okay, press it down like this. I know I have some lines somewhere. My birthday's coming up next week, you guys. Hopefully we'll be live from Sundance like we were last year. We were out and about networking. Of course, you're not going to see it right away, but Soculaire. I'll have to ask him why he named it this, but it says it's for fine lines and eye wrinkle filler. And okay, so you massage it, a layer of it around the... Wow, what a cool day. Listen, we have so many brands to get into this year. I'm so freaking excited about the energy around entrepreneurship and just people writing those books and starting that business. And they're like, all right, I'm taking my tax return and I'm putting it into this. You know, I'm just geeked about it. And maybe going through this MBA program at Pepperdine is also something that is really putting me focused, right? Really keeping me focused and understanding other sides of business and really wanting to just knock everything out of the park and make everything great. So just a little encouragement there. I actually do have another brand that I will introduce to you that I'm excited about too. It's quite unique. They only send over two containers a year. So, you know, the docks in Long Beach. They only send two of those of this brand that I'm going to show you very soon when the owner's ready. But those are some pretty cool brands. Of course, we had other things in the swag bag and other sponsors, but these are the ones that were right around my table here. I got a gift in the mail from someone that was on the show recently. Thank you so much. You know who you are. I've got a hot cup of cocoa and a beautiful letter. Just wishing me a happy new year. And she knows who she is. And I just want to say the letter that she sent me about being on the show and the beautiful things that you put in here came at a day where, oh boy, it was needed. So thank you for your kind words. And thank you for taking the time to send me anything and time and money into that. Now, here's one that you guys are going to really love. That it's kind of a new thing. And it wasn't a swag bag, and I want to show it to you guys. It's right here, actually, so let me just grab it. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is exciting because I actually explored this. I love doing these swag bag recaps. Everything's all over my office, but it's fun. Okay, here we go. Okay, so this one's called Void Space. All right, guys, Void Space. Oh, see, this is coming right on time for the new year. Have you guys ever heard of anything called quantum energy wellness? Well, VST has something just like that. They're premiering a quantum energy wellness bed, which, by the way, I could use one of those. I want to tell you something that I haven't experienced with a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, just doing like a discovery call. One of the owners of this company... and they'll be on here soon. They were so in tune with their brand. They were so just aligned. When we had our discovery call, I could just feel the energy through the screen. I know that sounds wild. I was drawn in. I was right with them. And it was a good feeling. It was just like a feeling of calm, the way the person spoke. Just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you know that they're really practicing what they preach because you can feel it, right? So, because everything's energy. So anyway, this is a source oil that they're offering in the swag bags. And I thought it was really nice of them to put these together, as well as something I've never seen before, which is kind of cool. And let's see. Come here now. We got a little friend here. These patches are, okay, so they're called VST patches. I don't know if you can see that. The light is so, there we go. VST patches. There's the logo. yeah. So these are really cool because you put them on parts of your body to stimulate certain things. So let's see what we've got here. For instance, this one I put on my arm. Translates EMFs, supports deeper. Yeah, this is really a deeper conversation than I'm giving it. Because, you know, I do like the rundown of the swag bags. I don't really want to not give it its full due. So when they get here, we will definitely go through it. All right. Yeah, it's a good time to have a startup, I think, guys. People are shifting, and it really is about balance. And speaking of balance, let me give you guys an introduction to somebody. Come here, Winston. I want to give a shout out to Southern California Bulldog Rescue. I actually rescued a bulldog right before Christmas, and he's taking full advantage of me being on the air and getting into all kinds of things. Come here, Winston. I want to introduce you to everybody. You'll see him on my Instagram. He has an Instagram page himself, Winston Capone, the Bulldog. Come here, Winston. I want you to say hi to everybody. If you're in the Southern California area or you know somebody who likes bulldogs, come here, bub. And you want to give a bulldog a home, this is him. Say hi, bub. Okay, we'll have to show him. Yeah, let's see if we can lift him up here. He's pretty heavy. He's about 45 pounds. Oh, all muscle. Say hi to the people, Winston. I love. All right, this is Sir Winston Capone. His name was Capone when I got him. He had a sister, and she's in Santa Barbara with the family, and I got Mr. Winston. So thank you, Southern California Bulldog Rescue, for putting us together. I love him very much. He's a sweetheart, and yeah, I want to support them. So guys, if you're looking for some place to help donate time, resources, they really are looking to help animals who are, and their circumstances can be different, you know, on why they are getting adopted. This is a really cool organization. So hey, if you're looking for something to support, help these guys out. As you know, bulldogs can be costly. They have skin irritations and eye issues, and you know, they're just a different breed, you know, but they're cute, they're loving, and they bring me a lot of joy, and I was grateful to give him a home here, and he's given me so much already. So Southern California Bulldogs, Bulldog Rescue, and tell him Winston Capone sent you. So yeah, that's kind of just the start of this year. I know that Sundance is going to be featuring some cool films this year. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. I plan to be circulating and running around networking, right? Shout out to Fly Wines. They were at the gifting suite. They're going to be in the swag bag for Sundance, our little event we're doing. So thank you so much, Stephanie, for being there. Thank you, Marty. Marty's Party, if you guys have any catering needs, he was there helping us out again. If you guys know Marty, he's the one with the red bow tie. He's always doing a great job. So really excited for that. What else do we have? We have South Africa coming up for the Endemic Project documentary, and that will be coming end of January and February, end of January through February. So look for my post there. If you guys know of anyone in South Africa that has an Endemic Project story, we're looking for those too. We're looking for things from all around the world. And it's going to be a really good year. I have that sense. You know, last year was kind of a mixed bag for me, but I think it's going to be a really good year. All right. What else is going on that we have that we're excited about? Well, today, our guest, James Brosnahan, is going to be here with us. And I'm excited about his Justice at Trial book. So I have that on hand. Oh, you know what? Let me give a shout out to Trung K. Vu, author of Set Sail, and you know, it's really cool because his book kind of caught a lot of people's eye at the gifting suite. It has a sunset with a boat setting sail. And he's speaking about his journey through coming over to the U.S. from Vietnam, right? So He came here escaping the Vietnam situation and completely created wealth for himself. I can actually vouch for that because I've been to his house for his 50th birthday party recently, and he's doing well, right? So he helps people, financial advisor, but he's wrote this book, and he is sharing his experiences with just building from the ground up, right? So I'm really excited to have him on again. He was on before, but we're going to have him on again soon. But anyway, he kind of stole the show in one part of the room because he had his book and people were really liking the down-to-earth message that he was giving. So basically saying I came from, you know, I had absolutely everything against me, leaving Vietnam, creating wealth in America, and finding out after I got everything monetarily that I wanted that is that all there is? Like, there's nothing more? And so his message in the book is a more spiritual one. So I'm really excited that he was able to make it out with, of course, his girlfriend, Merlina. Shout out to you guys for coming out all the way from Maryland. I really appreciate you guys coming out. And we have some other brands, too. I don't want to leave anybody out, you guys. I'm looking at my list. Everyday Soul Dances with Elaine Holm. Her book was running around that room, and her message, she had some bookmarkers there and the swag bags. That was really great as well. We featured her before. All kinds of great things. So I have to look at the back of my shelf. I have so many things back here. Oh, I got a Rat Bastard hat. Cool. I got a couple colors too. I can't get enough, you guys. I'm thirsty. You know what? Since it's the new year and everybody does their like New Year's resolutions and workouts and all that, what's the new year workout situation, right? What's the keeping it skinny thing or muscular or burning fat or like what's the fitness fad this year, guys? What are we doing? I just want to know. Yes, I have lost weight. I'm not on Ozempic. I was under extreme pressure in Q4 of last year. Actually, quite frankly, most of the year, but really extremely hardcore from like September until recently. And I took something to manage my stress. It was prescribed. And I'll be honest, I didn't do well with it. It curbed my appetite. It changed my behavior a little bit, and I would literally walk in the kitchen. I didn't want to eat, right? And I'm not that kind of person. And I'm not saying you have to be a certain kind of person, but I'd like to eat in moderation, of course. Vegetables and fish, that's what I do. And so anyway, I've never had any problem with food, you know, but it gave me it curbed my appetite. I don't know if a medicine can give you an eating situation. I wasn't, you know, doing anything harmful to myself. It was just, I didn't want to eat. It just shut down. So I noticed right away I had to make a change with that, right? So I did. And I just want this, I guess this message is for anybody that is an entrepreneur, just anybody, even if you're not. If you are under extreme stress, even though you do what you can do and you handle what you can handle and you look to get some assistance, whether it's, you know, medical pill or medicinal or whatever, even if the doctor's telling you to do it and if it doesn't sit with you, even if they mean well, if it's not good, if your body will let you know. If you're not eating, if you're, you know, losing your concentration, if things are changing and you know yourself, get off that. Talk to them and get off it. Don't just, you know, don't do it in an unhealthy way. I'm not a doctor. But listen to your body is all I'm saying. There are healthy ways that we can manage stress as entrepreneurs. But I thought I'd be transparent about that because I have noticed in pictures, and when somebody even mentioned, God, you look thin, but it's true. I have lost weight. I thought at first it was because I was going back to the gym, but then it wasn't just that. You know, I thought I was jump-starting my metabolism. But anyway, what are we doing for fitness and health and wellness, you guys, this year? I would love to hear your thoughts. I tend to lean towards natural things. I don't like to take pills. Honestly, I'll take an Alprazolam once in a while when I'm flying or to go to sleep. but that's about it. I'm not a pill popper. I barely will take an Advil or Aleve when I'm having any kind of pain. I tend to like to do the natural stuff. But yeah, I like wine. Everybody knows that. The Wine Caterers, at the Wine Caterers. Shout out. But anyway, I've also curved that a little bit, right? Because I want to pull back on that and get some balance. So I'm just being open with you guys because I want to hear what have you found works for you when you're under extreme deadlines, extreme stress, and you want to really make it happen. You want to land the plane for everybody, but you want to have some balance for yourself. What's working for you guys? I tried yoga before. I get why people are into that. It's not my deal. I think I even tried hot yoga, which I get why that could really be something. I prefer spin cycle. I used to run. If anybody that knows me, run track, but now it's, you know, it's better on the, I think like the pre-core machine, and free weights. I like to lift weights too, but what are we doing in 2024 for stress and weight and health? All right. I want to know. So feel free to let me know. And if you are, someone in that field, balance and wellness, I would really love to have you on the show. I actually met a very interesting gentleman on the road. I was in Salt Lake, last week. And he does a mixture of Western medicine and Eastern medicine. And he really blew my mind on some of the things he was sharing. Some things I had heard of, but some things, some new things. So we're going to try to get him on. He likes to stay off the radar, though. And I know why. So let's see. Let's see what else we can do. I do have, well, you know, I'm a shameless plugger. I'm a shameless plugger on many things. So at the Startup with Monique LeRae, and of course with Winston Capone, I want you guys to follow my Bulldogs page. It's at Winston Capone the Bulldog on Instagram, and at Winston Capone the Bulldog on TikTok. Okay, he's got two pages so far. Hi, Winston. The people say hello, and you know you're gonna see all kinds of fun stuff. He's gonna be going with me to events and to just walks. And I really like when he engages with people. He likes to give them hugs. He's a sweet, friendly dog. So we'll be doing that. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. And you'll see more balance this year with me. That's the goal. You know, yes, there will be travel, but not as crazy as before. We're releasing the Pandemic Project in Q1 of this year for streaming, so you guys will be able to do that. You'll be able to pay and stream. I'm really excited. We're working on an announcement from where you can find it. And we're wrapping up the third film. All right. Well, without further ado, we have our first guest, and I want to pronounce it right. So I'll just let you announce your name. Is it Hussein?
Yes, exactly right. Hussein Halak.
All right. Yes. See, all that traveling pays off. Welcome to the Startup. How's it going?
Thank you, Monique. Thank you for having me. It's going really well. Came back from a long trip to Japan and fully rested and ready to go back to work.
Oh, wow. You said some great things in there, huh? Fully rested and you got to go to Japan. So I'm jealous already. How was your trip?
It was interesting. I never thought I would visit Japan, but it's my son who loves the culture. Apparently, I do love a lot of things about the culture, but when I think of traveling, I don't think Japan. I think like something closer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, very interesting, a lot to learn. And it was a great time to be there as well. The weather was great.
Yes, beautiful. You know, you're the second person in this last week that I've run into was speaking about Japan. And I actually, it's on my personal top five. I got to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. You should go. It's great. Yeah.
Yes. I'm going back. I went once for the
pandemic. Oh, you went once?
Yes, I did. But it was very brief. And I had to fight like the devil to get in there because it was during the pandemic. So I was doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So more updates on that. But I want you to just introduce yourself right now as far as your brand and your message, and just let our listeners and viewers get familiar with who you are.
Thank you. Absolutely. So I am an entrepreneur, always been an entrepreneur, starting businesses since I was in university, graduated as an engineer, but immediately worked in marketing, design, I started 3 tech companies, now into my third. And I'm an author as well. I'm just, I published a book, but ready to republish it more illustrative style, and working on another book as well. And I love helping people and working in the startup community, working with entrepreneurs, founders who are building stuff as well. So I like to build and help other people build as well.
Nice. It's kind of addictive, huh?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I can't stop.
Yeah, it's... So you quantify as a serial entrepreneur. I mean, once you get in there and you like to help people, which is really cool. How did you start? Do you mind sharing a little bit of your startup story with us?
Oh, absolutely. In Syria, I was born and raised in Damascus, Syria. And that's where I lived for the first third of my life, if you wish, up until the late 20s. Then went and lived in Dubai for 11 years, then living in Vancouver right now for 10 years so far. So when I first started, I had no idea what an entrepreneur was. I just knew that I had an idea. I wanted to see it through. And I first started creating designs for people while I was in university. I wanted to make some money. So at the time before having a computer, just by hand. And then people would ask, can you do this? And I'd like the project. And most of the time, I don't have the skills for the project. I'm a self-taught in almost everything that I do. Nice. So I would go and say, okay, sure, I will. If I like the work and I have a hint that I may be able to do it, I'll say yes. I'll commit myself. And then I'll go figure out how to do it. And then I'll do it. And that's mainly how I'd done every entrepreneurial venture. I would find the client first. That they want to do something, not all the time. Sometimes I did do the opposite, but I would find the need first and then I'll jump in. It's like, this sounds like an interesting topic or interesting field, and I'll jump in and I'll pursue it. So that's why I've done like a gazillion things since I was in university.
Wow, you are my favorite type of entrepreneur. Okay, guys, I want to let you guys know what you just heard if you don't realize it. What you just heard right here is someone that is ballsy. You really know how to handle it, and you reverse engineer. It sounds like you like really to just get in there, no fear, and you're as good as your last thing, right? So I really commend how you are self-taught. That's true bootstrapping right there. I too am a self-taught entrepreneur, and it came from a need of survival. I mean, how about you?
Yeah, at the start, it was a need to make money. I grew up poor with some help of my uncle who was living abroad. And my parents were just employees at the government jobs. My mom was a teacher. My father was an employee at kind of a journalistic practice inside a ministry. So we didn't have enough money. So I had to make money in order to pay for myself going to university. University in Damascus is almost free, but the commute and, you know, paying for myself to eat and to kind of become an adult, there was no, I had to work. So that drove me towards that. But also the other thing is that I couldn't work in things like, for example, engineering. I didn't have my engineering degree. I didn't know what to do. So I looked, what are the things that I like to do? Because what I realized is any kind of thing, I used to play guitar, used to draw as well. So I had the understanding that anything you wanted to master, you have to like, because there's a ton of work until you get to that level where you can produce. So to kind of survive that ton of work, because I don't know if you play an instrument at all. So when you play an instrument, the first kind of training is horrible, because the instrument is kind of always out of tune. You're playing stuff and you're barely bringing out anything that sounds like anything acceptable. So it's the most annoying thing, and it's hard at the very beginning. So it's not only that it sounds horrible, it's also hard. So you have to really like getting to the other side in order to suffer through that pain. And the same thing. So I learned that from my passion towards, you know, music and towards art, and I applied it in business, so that I have to like where I'm heading so that I can survive the effort and the kind of the hard work that I have to do to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well put, and I appreciate you relating it to something that you've done before and you enjoy. And I guess that's true, right? Because I wonder how every entrepreneur approaches it differently, but you're pretty methodical about it and practical, right? I think for myself, yeah, I don't know if every brand is like my favorite, but I like the idea of seeing them win, right? Once I hear their startup story, coming from or giving, hearing how they made it or helping if I have some practical tools, because I did it kind of like the hardest way possible. So it's cool to kind of like see them win. So I don't know. I guess we approach the finish line in different ways.
Well, that's the beauty about entrepreneurship is that it's kind of like it has an element of art, an element of process, of course. And as part of that, every entrepreneur has a different journey. You can learn a lot from, of course, learning. There are what we call like frameworks and big building blocks and things you need to pay attention to. But since you're targeting something different and every business is serving a different, a slightly, sometimes even if in the same field, serving a slightly different audience, providing them with a different value proposition. So your business will be unique. So a lot of times you have to be able to learn by trial. You have to test things, learn from the outcome, and do that quite rapidly. So you can't approach it the same way we approach other things like school, where we have to spend years learning and then maybe we get to implement some of the stuff that we learned. It's quite the opposite in entrepreneurship. You have to spend the least amount of time learning, applying, and then learning from the result and then applying again. So you have to have three ways of learning. One, you have to, of course, absorb whatever you can so that you don't have to repeat other people's mistakes. Yeah. So if somebody made a mistake, don't repeat their mistake, pick up from where they left off. So you have to read, but then you have to learn by doing, where you have to practice, and then you have to learn from the results as well and kind of accumulate that learning as you grow your business, as you proceed with your business. So you're always learning as an entrepreneur. And most importantly, always applying what you're learning.
Yeah. Wait, great. And so I want you to plug where people can find you. And then I'm going to ask you, you know, what you're excited, what you're getting your hands around, what you're getting your, you know, what's getting your juices flowing for Q1 of 2024.
Sure, love the energy, Monique. So you can find me by searching my name, Hussein Halak. I'll show up first on the Google results. You can hit me up on LinkedIn, Instagram. You can search my website, HusseinHalak.com, where you'll find my book. And for my work, you can go to momentable.art. That's moment, A-B-L-E. Dot art, and you will find enormous amount of artworks that you can browse like Netflix. So that's a great experience if you're a lover of art and want to see a lot of these treasures that are not usually seen in museums and in galleries.
Nice. What are you excited about in Q1, Hussein?
I am super excited about launching Momentable. We've kind of pivoted quite a bit from where we were last year. And right now we have finished uploading the first database from the National Gallery of Art. So to give you an idea, every museum, not every museum, but there's a lot of big museums have participated in something called the Public Art Project. And the Public Art Project allows for these museums and these galleries to create a database of all the artworks that they've vetted and they cleaned up and, you know, have their data and they put them in the database for public access. These are copyright-free artworks that are available for everyone to view. The problem is they're sitting in a database. So it's very hard for people to browse them. What we're doing is we are extracting those and making them viewable in a Netflix-like experience. So you hit play, and what ends up happening is the first artwork shows up, and the second artwork, and the third artwork, and they show up just like you would see them in a documentary. You know how you zoom in on the painting, and it moves the painting, so you can see it in details. So you can, and we're now excited. We're plugging in that you can connect your Spotify list or your Apple Music, and you can listen to music while browsing incredible works of art. So we're aiming this year to 1 million artworks available, making 1 million artworks available for people to browse and to enjoy. And the best thing about it is you can sign up for it for free. And that's it's the most thing that I'm excited about because I love art and culture.
Exciting. Yeah. That you just took me on a journey with how you explained it. And wow, you know, and you're really wise to connect the playlists with that because you can have any journey. I could be looking at, you know, Bansky. Is that a famous?
Yeah, Banksy, yeah.
Still learning art, guys, bear with me. And I can listen, you know, I could be rocking out to Biggie Smalls while I look at that. Or
why or not? York. Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Amadeus or whoever. So. Very
currently cool. We're doing all the artworks that are in the public domain, which are like before in the 1900s.
Okay.
As soon as we will also allow modern artists to put their artworks as well. So that's coming soon. So it's really exciting time this year. We've been working hard on this on this kind of application because the problem with that's why I told you sometimes you can actually test with very minimal elements. Mm-hmm. When it comes to visual apps, and apps that have movement and streaming, you have to build a solution that at least good enough to showcase something that people will enjoy. Because if it's clunky, if it doesn't work as well, people will not enjoy. So that it will fail. Like you can't really test what you like unless you show them to a certain extent that there are it moves smoothly and stuff like that. So it took us quite a bit of work and. The challenges of the of entrepreneurship over the last 2 years, but we're here and we're really excited about it.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
There's room in that area, I would imagine, for the NFTs to live, right? And AI and or is it just strictly pre? You said a certain time frame, the free domain art, the time period, right?
We do believe in the value of NFTs as a technology to help people. Own digital artworks. So however, we understand that it's not for everyone. We don't buy into the NFTs as like there's any value in NFTs. NFT is just a file format. It's like saying PDF file format has value. Doesn't have value.
The value is I asked the right one because you're in the art world, right? Is that kind
It's like saying the painting has value because the canvas is valuable. No, the canvas is not valuable. It's the artwork. So NFTs is just a method to transfer ownership of a digital file because when it's a physical thing, you can own it, you can tag. But if you have a digital artwork, well, how do you identify who owns it? That's what NFTs are about. So we do support NFTs for digital artworks and digital transfer of ownership. And most of the artworks that are available right now are not NFTs because these are artworks that are available for free. We will allow for people to print and get, let's say, a physical copy if they want. And we are opening up for artists for different kinds of media files in the future. For now, we're focused on art that is kind of the historic, if you wish, art that people see in museums. But you go to a museum and you can see, let's say, three works of Da Vinci, maybe, or let's say any other artwork, or maybe one piece of Van Gogh. Whereas we through Momentable, you'll be able to see all of their artworks.
Mm. Well, now you've sparked. Okay, I was going to let you go, but now you've sparked another question here. Did you see the documentary The Last Leonardo?
The Last Leonardo? No. I'll take a note. That sounds interesting.
You got to get into it. It's an hour and 36 minutes. It is on. You can watch it on everything. I think you can get it on. Google. I think you can get it on Prime. Let me see where else you can watch it. Awesome. Oh, Apple TV, Vudu, Amazon Prime. It's called The Lost Leonardo.
The Lost Leonardo.
Okay. That rat bastard.
All right, cool. No, I haven't seen it, The Lost Leonardo.
Well, I would love to get your take on that because mind blown coming from someone, you know, someone who doesn't know. I know something that I like when I see it. Usually it's street art. Yeah. Graffiti art or some cool stuff like that.
Most people are like that. They know it when they see it. Like it's not, you ask them what kind of art they like. It's like, I don't know. I'll know it when I see it. It's kind of like music. Unless you're really into it and like, you know, the genres. You're you know, I like some art, you know, you wouldn't know like fusion, jazz, what like, you might say, I like jazz and that's it. Or I like, you know, good music.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I'm finding more value in it as I get older and I don't know what that's about. Is that, I mean, I know that, you know, you change, you get a little older, your taste changes, but I see the value in it. At first, I really was like, okay, people with a lot of money who are, you know, collecting. But the way you're doing it is revolutionary in my view. Are you doing a launch party? Will there be a grand launch or a celebration? How can people support what you're doing? I think it's great.
Thank you. Well, they can definitely join in. We have a Discord. They can follow us on our social media to find out. We're just soft launching right now. We're waiting a little bit before like a bigger launch, but we're soft launching and it's available right now. You can go and sign up. We are rolling out some wait lists and stuff like that for the features that are coming up. So really excited about it. But to answer what you're saying, yeah, art has been seen as something distant from people because of the prices and because you can only see it when you travel. You know, like I love Picasso. I've been in love with his work since 1992. And the first time I saw his artworks were in 2022, which is like 2 years ago in New York. So yeah. I waited 30 years to see a Picasso painting and I could only see five paintings there. Whereas they have much more in storage. So the idea is to allow people wherever they are to access as much as they want from art and interact with it and view it because art is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Artists don't do it just for a small group of people. Everybody can enjoy art just like they enjoy beauty and they enjoy music. And that's what we want to do. We want to make it accessible so that everybody can enjoy it and everybody can jump in and have conversations around it to connect people and help us be more connected around the world.
You're the right person for the task here, Hasan.
I appreciate that.
Yes, of successes. We're here. We want to support this rollout. And so I can see the beautiful, you know, marriage of what you're doing with technology. And like you said, maybe this is a peaceful tool for the world. We sure need it right now. And that married and coupled with music, how can we not find a way to get along? So thank you for your time and everything you're doing. And guys, if you're interested, plug it one more time.
Momentable.art and HusseinHalak.com. Thank you, Monique. You've been amazing.
You too. Thank you so much. And we have to talk offline. I think you would do really well at Sundance. So we'll talk in some other things.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. All right, you guys. I think, what do you guys think about that? That's pretty cool. So it's kind of like combination of Netflix, right, for art, and it, with music, right? And I like that Hasan was kind of saying, you don't have to have a lot of money to appreciate art. You can just do it from the comfort of your home, like you're scrolling and selecting. And I really do love that. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in on a Sunday. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. So what are you guys doing for Martin Luther King? Shout out to our sponsors. Of course, I want to give a shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for your support. I also want to shout out Next Level Global Solutions. Shane Hyman, thank you so much, Shane, for all that you do with that. I also want to give a shout out to just everybody that's starting a business. I think we will have our next guest join us next week. There was something with the sound, but we'll have her and we'll give her the full. She's got a cool story, you guys. So our guest will join us next time and give her some real airtime because her story is one of those American dreams, right? You come in from another place and you're by yourself and you're making it. So I'm going to give her some airtime. I don't want to rush it. So we only have a few minutes left here, but she will join us. Let's see, what's next week is my birthday, right? So I will be in Sundance. So yeah, we will actually give her, I'm actually going to give her a lot more time on one of these shows coming up. So we don't rush that. So thank you for your support, everybody. And happy Emmys night tonight. And happy Martin Luther King Day tomorrow. Hey, guys, you know what we always say here, what we always ask you, what will you start up today? And what will you start up today? And I will see you next week. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on on LA Talk Radio.